This week on Minnesota Native News, a new Bush Fellow talks about her plans for an Ojibwe language pipeline on the Mille Lacs Reservation, a new online database will help protect Native burial sites, and the state legislature invests less in Native language revitalization programs.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Earlier this spring, the Bush Foundation announced 24 people have been awarded Bush Fellowships for 2017. The fellowships are designed to pay for education and experience people need to become more effective leaders in their home communities. Mille Lacs Band citizen Melissa Boyd is among the Native Fellows. Reporter Melissa Townsend spoke with her about her plans for the award.
About 10 years ago, Melissa Boyd left college to come home to the Mille Lacs Reservation. That's where she got a job working with a language apprenticeship program. She was learning Ojibwe from elders and turning around and teaching it to preschool students.
Essentially, by the end of the first school year, I was able to speak Ojibwe pretty well.
Around 2012, Mille Lacs expanded their early childhood center, and Melissa asked if she could start an Ojibwe immersion classroom.
I wanted a space for language to kind of grow, like a little incubator.
She was emulating the work that she'd heard about in Hawaii and New Zealand, and closer to home at an Ojibwe immersion school in Hayward, Wisconsin. The immersion classroom at Mille Lacs opened, and Melissa says it was pretty successful.
Anything a preschool child goes through, we did that in the language. I mean, I'm talking like wiping noses, wiping bottoms, like everything you could think of. And so it was exposure and experience for families who wouldn't have gotten that kind of opportunity to participate or have their children involved.
Then she started to dream about expanding the program to create a pipeline so babies could continue to learn the language into adulthood. But she ran into big challenges because she didn't have the formal training to build a new culturally appropriate Ojibwe language program that spanned the generations. That's where the Bush Fellowship comes in.
The fellowship is allowing me to move forward in my education about the work that I'm in so that I can be better prepared to help other teachers do the work and create a more culturally responsive system.
Melissa is finishing up her Certificate of Contemporary Indigenous Multilingualism from the University of Hawaii Hilo, and she is starting full-time at the College of St. Scholastica. She plans to bring a level of professionalism to her work, building a culturally specific Ojibwe language program for all ages on the Mille Lacs Reservation. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
Among the many issues in front of state legislators this year was the state's investment in revitalizing Native languages. The Minnesota Indian Affairs Council had requested an increase in funds to support Ojibwe and Dakota language programs. Dennis Olson is the executive director of the state's Indian Affairs Council.
We've been really active throughout the legislative session, testifying in the Legacy Finance Committee, both on the House side and the Senate side.
The final allocation was slightly less than the previous biennium. Over the next 2 years, the council will distribute nearly $1.5 million in grants to Ojibwe and Dakota language programs. Just under $1 million will be distributed through competitive grants to language programs around the state. And another $500,000 is earmarked for the Wachoe Nandakanan Urban Immersion Early Childhood Project in Minneapolis. Construction season is getting underway, and unfortunately that often leads to accidental disturbances of Native archaeological and burial sites. A coalition of state agencies are working together to change that. The State Archaeologists, Department of Transportation, and the Minnesota Indian Affairs Council are redoing and upgrading a digital database of these significant sites. Melissa Serta is the Cultural Resource Specialist for the Minnesota Indian Affairs Council. She is one of the key people at the council who works to protect burial and other sacred sites.
For my job, I get an EIS telling me that there's going to be some sort of construction happening near some mound. So we have to dig through our files to see if we're going to allow it or what sort of next steps to take.
She says the new online database called OSA Portal is going to be a one-stop shop for the mapped location and known history of every recorded archaeological and burial site across the state. The new online portal will help municipal, county, and state construction crews steer clear of culturally sensitive areas. This is Minnesota Native News. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News.